Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make
it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
Hey, I'm finna kill this track, though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just traveling.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Some niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah, decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creepin' with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stuntin' on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. Sold to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through.
Make it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but
nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back sudden. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody that has called in tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We truly thank God for each and every person that has called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit moves in a mighty way on tonight. We thank you in advance for all the revelation knowledge you're about to give us. Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord, for everything you're about to say. Lord, we thank you for the moves that you have already made on our behalf, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have already made, hallelujah, that all we have to do is step into it, glory to God. And we thank you for all the provision that you have made, Lord. Hallelujah, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us on tonight. And Lord, we want you to know we love you. We appreciate you and we magnify you on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building, and I will also be bringing forth the word, hallelujah, on tonight. So without further ado, let's get right into the word on tonight. If you got your Bibles or your electronic devices, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 18. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 18. And we will be beginning at verse number 15. Matthew chapter 18. Beginning at verse number 15. Now, for those of you that are just not calling in, just not listening to the recording, or just not tuning into us live, praise God. Hallelujah. The whole basis of the ministry is repentance. Repentance. And the word repentance, glory to God, hallelujah, comes from the Greek word metanoia,
Hallelujah. Mental meaning to change and know your meaning psyche. And psyche is where we get the study of the mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the word repentance really means, hallelujah, to change your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, some of us, amen, we've been going over, hallelujah, periodically, the forgiveness. In the Mark chapter 11 verses talks about forgiveness. When you stand in prayer, forgive those who have sinned against you so that your Father in heaven, hallelujah, will forgive you of your sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to get deeper into forgiveness on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to get into, because that's the type of forgiveness where, hallelujah, it's like you and God know. Hallelujah. Praise God. You and God know. Well, we want to get into the one-on-one, hallelujah, face-to-face forgiveness tonight. Praise God. We're not talking about I'm forgiving my uncle that did something to me 35 years ago, and I'm forgiving this person for this that's a coworker that I don't really talk to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's easier, hallelujah, depending on who you are, sometimes it's easier to forgive those who ain't that close to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's easier to forgive those, hallelujah, amen, that don't really know you. Like people on the TikTok and the Facebook and the Instagram and the comments, it's easier for us mature-minded people, hallelujah, to look past those comments that they post, praise God, and forgive them because, hallelujah, like Jesus said, they don't know what they're doing no way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you look down and you see, amen, a comment from a friend, or a family member, or somebody you consider close, hallelujah, praise God, amen, you feel a certain kind of way when it's somebody you know, hallelujah, amen, they got something to say, somebody got a problem with you, glory to God, hallelujah. So tonight we're going to deal with when we got personal, hallelujah, amen, personal issues with people, glory to God. So we're going to Matthew chapter 18. Verse 15, not to set it up, Jesus already been talking. Hallelujah. He already been teaching. Praise God. He's been teaching on, they want to know who the greatest in the kingdom was, and we'll get on that subject another night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was teaching them about it, and when he got to the end about that, he said, he started right here in verse 15, he said, moreover, I got the most stuff to say. He was already saying some stuff, he said. Hallelujah. I done already talked today, but I got some more teaching that needs to be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we're talking about, they were already on the subject of what does it mean to be great in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, what does it mean to be great, hallelujah, in the eyes of the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so you talking about being great. Moreover, I got some more stuff to add to this being great. Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, amen. Moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee. Hallelujah. If your brother trespass against thee. If your brother, your sister, your friend, your family member, your relative, your coworker, somebody close to you, hallelujah, because you got to look at the terminology of the writer, if thy brother. So this is somebody, amen, that's close enough to hurt your feelings. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, if they trespass against thee, hallelujah, go and tell him between thee and him alone. Glory to God. And it's an episode. I got to stop right there. So first of all, if you got a problem with me, if I got a problem with you, if you done something to me, I don't like. Hallelujah. Jesus says, first of all, the first thing I should do is go tell you. Hallelujah. And that's a big problem with people. This is a big step that a lot of people skip when you got a problem with somebody.
Hallelujah. You have heard somebody say this, or you know for a fact somebody done that, or this happened or that happened, and you heard about it. Hallelujah. You know the person that has said they have done it, but instead of you confronting that person, praise God, you go around talking to other people about that person. Hallelujah. So Jesus is specific when he spoke. Praise God. He said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go and tell him his fault between thee and him, between you and him, by yourself, just between y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't say go tell the whole world. Praise God. He said this is between you and this other person. Hallelujah. You have a problem with this other person. Yes, you need to go confront this other person. Praise God. But when you confront this other person, make sure it's just y'all too. Hallelujah. Don't put everybody in y'all mix. Don't put everybody in y'all business. So first of all, hallelujah, we got to follow these steps. Hallelujah. When it comes to forgiveness. You see, a lot of us just say, I'm going to forgive. And ain't following no steps to forgiveness. Praise God that there are steps to this thing. Praise God, because you can never truly forgive until you truly followed all the steps of forgiveness. Hallelujah. So first, I have to acknowledge that this person has done something to me. I have to acknowledge that I feel a way about something that you done did. And I not only have to acknowledge this to myself, I have to acknowledge it to you. It's not good enough, amen, praise God, for me to know that you done something to hurt my feelings or whatever you done did. Hallelujah. I've got to let you know what you done. Praise God. This is an important step. One, because I may not have known what I did to you. Glory to God. I may not have known what I said hurt your feelings. Praise God. Hallelujah. They teach you in therapy, and they teach you in self-help class how words matter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe that person don't know that word that they used, amen, praise God, came across the wrong way, amen, and it hurt your feelings. Maybe somebody else took something they said. Hallelujah, amen. And by the time it got back to you, it was a whole different story. So you first need to confront the person before you just have a problem with the person, because it might simply be a misunderstanding. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It might have been an accident. Praise God. Every time somebody does something to you, the Lord said you got to elect yourself. Every time somebody do something to you, it's not on purpose. Praise God. Believe it or not, people do not wake up in the morning set out on how they can hurt you. Praise God. How you doing, Polo? Praise God. People do not set out on their mind how they can ruin your day. Praise God. The number one thing on a person's mind is self-preservation. Praise God. The number one thing on another person's mind is they self. Glory to God. The other person don't wake up thinking about how I can ruin the next person's day. Hallelujah. The problem is we've encountered, hallelujah, these few people, hallelujah, do set out on missions just to be hated. Praise God, and because we've encountered these people, we've now applied what has happened between us and that person to everybody we encounter now. When something go down, you must have did it on purpose too, because the last person did it on purpose. Glory to God. So we have to first enlighten our minds and realize everybody ain't trying to hurt you. Everybody is not verbally putting their words together to offend you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So once we understand that, hallelujah, amen, maybe it will make us easier
to go confront somebody about something you heard they said, something you think they did, hallelujah, something you know they did, but you don't know why they did what they did. Hallelujah. You just know it was done. You know it, when it was done, you know it hurt your feelings. Hallelujah. So because it hurt your feelings, praise God, amen, you assume I did it on purpose. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you confront that person, like the Bible, this is what the Bible says. See, a lot of us tell each other, you know, leave it alone. That'd be our big thing. Just leave it alone. It'll blow over. Just leave it alone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why so many people have been tense these last 3 months, praise God, because we've been having to go to these family dinners over these holidays. And you've been having to go around people that you have not yet forgiven because you have not yet taken them through the process of forgiving them. Praise God. So you still feel a way about something that happened, hallelujah, 15, 20 years ago in your family, and every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every New Year's, it drags back up. Hallelujah, praise God, because you've never ever took the time, hallelujah, to follow the steps of forgiveness. Praise God, hallelujah. So the step is first acknowledge, I got to acknowledge this hurt my feelings. I didn't like what just happened. Praise God. Then I got to go confront the person who did it. Praise God. I got to let them know that I didn't like the way you just did what you did. Praise God. Now look what Jesus says. This is actually what Jesus says. Hallelujah. He says, I forgot to mention, it's got to be just the first step, just you and him. The first conversation is just you and her, you and him, you and that other person, you and them. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Alone. And then it says, if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. If he hears thee, this is important. A lot of people ask him about this forgiveness thing. Hallelujah. He says, if he hears you. If he takes time out to say, well, I see how that could have hurt your feelings. I can understand how that could have happened. I see that. Praise God. But if they like, I don't know what you're talking about. You tripping on yourself. I do what I want. I'm a grown man. I'm a grown woman. I can say what I want, do what I want. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not necessarily they don't change what they said or change what they did, but can they at least empathize or sympathize with what you're saying to them? Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe that is just the way you talk, but acknowledge just the way you talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if they say, hey, hallelujah, I don't talk like, I don't know what you mean, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And they say, well, I don't care. Basically, I don't care about how you feel about it. I said what I said. I did what I did. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, praise God, hallelujah, it says, if they hear thee, thou has gained a brother. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, praise God, not necessarily you gained a brother, praise God, hallelujah, but you need to make this person, hallelujah, close as a brother to you. You have gained a friend, a confidant. Hallelujah, if they can understand, hallelujah, how they hurt your feelings, if they can understand how you could have taken it the wrong way, if they can understand that, glory to God, you've gained somebody in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah, but look at verse 16. But if he will not hear thee, this is the part everybody asks about. Because usually we don't have no issues if part one goes
hallelujah, the way it went in the scripture, if he heard. Praise God. Nobody ever asked, you know, I confronted them. They said they saw it and they repented. I don't never get the ultimate. Hallelujah, amen, because it is the way it's supposed to be. This is what everybody want to know. What happened when I tell them? What happened when I tell them, look, hallelujah, you did this, and I didn't like what you did. I didn't like what you said. I didn't like how you went about what you did. Hallelujah, you lied to me. You stabbed me in the back. You did this. You did that. What do I do about this person? Hallelujah, that I'm told I didn't like it, and they don't want to hear what I'm saying. Glory to God. And so verse 16, we say, but if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two or more that are in the mouth of the two or that in the mouth of two or more or three witnesses, every word may be established. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now what we doing? We're going to take it before a couple of friends. Hallelujah. A couple of witnesses to this entire thing that's going on between us. Praise God. Now, so I have to talk to you one-on-one. Hallelujah. Now, maybe we got to consider again. Maybe they just wasn't in the mindset to receive what I was trying to say. Praise God. Maybe I misspoke, or maybe I wasn't clear enough. Look, I need some other people. Hallelujah, to view this situation. Because check this out, I may be viewing it wrong. Hallelujah, I may be incorrect. So let's bring two or three more people into this equation. Hallelujah, and let's lay them down and say, hallelujah, amen, so that every word may be established. Let's let them hear both sides of this story. And let them be the judge of who's right and who's wrong in this situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we got to bring some people together, some people you trust to know they won't lie to you. Hallelujah. Some people that will say, well, you wrong, Elder. I'm sorry. I heard what you said. I heard what he said. I agree with you. I agree with him. Hallelujah, some honest people. Praise God, they're going to tell you the truth. Praise God, but look at this. Look at what the word says. Hallelujah, but if he will not, but if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. Hallelujah. So we done took it before the friends. Hallelujah, they see. Hallelujah. So we're assuming from the way the text is being written that the witnesses, the friends, agree with you, what you're saying. You right. You right. They should repent. They should apologize to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he's saying now, I don't care what child say, I disagree. I'll do what I did again. I don't care how you feel about it. Praise God, hallelujah. So then Jesus said, well, if they won't hear you, if he won't hear you when it's just y'all two, if he won't hear the friends when it's just you and the friends, he said, now take it to the church. Hallelujah. Take it to the church. Hallelujah. Now everybody can't be wrong. This is the judicial system, hallelujah, of the body of Christ. Praise God, hallelujah. You just witnessed the lower court, the higher court, and now we take it to the Supreme Court. We take it to the church. Hallelujah, amen. The elders are at the church, the deacons at the church, the preachers at the church. We're going to take it before them, do a testimony service. We're going to see what they got to say about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look what Jesus said then. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be as a heathen man and a publican. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let him be as a, to see, why is he saying that? Because the Jews, the people he's talking to, amen, don't associate Republicans. Republicans are tax collectors. Tax collectors are Jews that are working for the Roman government. They sell out. They Sambo. They Uncle Tom. Glory to God. So they don't associate with them. So what God is telling us, what the Word of God is saying, hallelujah, that when you come to a person and you tell them, look, hallelujah, you did this, this wasn't right. When you got witnesses that it wasn't right. When you bring them before the church and they agree that it wasn't right. Hallelujah, but they don't want to get right with you. Treat them like a publican and a heathen. You don't have to talk to them no more. Glory to God. You ain't got to associate with them no more. Hallelujah. Praise God. I use the term love. You can love them from a distance. Hallelujah. I love you from over there. Praise God. I'm not holding nothing against you. I'm just not going to fool with you no more. See, you don't let a snake bite you more than once. When that dog, hallelujah, praise God, bites you, you don't mess with that dog no more. Glory to God, hallelujah, you walk on the other side of the street. Because you know every time you go by that dog, it's going to bite you and it ain't remorseful about doing it. Hallelujah. When you dealing with this person right here, you dealing with a person that knows they have trespassed against you. Praise God. You dealing with somebody who said, I'll do it again. You dealing with somebody who said, I don't care how you feel about it, how our friends feel about it, how the church feel about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care. Praise God. So therefore, I ain't got to associate with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now people going to talk about you because they don't know what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. They're going to try to tell you, well, that's not very Christian-like. Oh, it's very Christian-like. This is the word of the Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. But see, the problem is because that person over there ain't being Christian-like. Because that person over there don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Glory to God. Because that person over there has no remorse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is not a friend. This is not somebody that can be close to you. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is somebody you got to keep at a distance. Some of our family members, we got to keep them at a distance. They say blood is thicker than water. Praise God, and that might be true scientifically. Glory to God, hallelujah. But soon as the stuff hit the fan, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So when we forgive, praise God, hallelujah. You got to understand that the part of that forgiveness, that the friendship, hallelujah, the closeness, hallelujah, the intimate relationship we had at first, hallelujah, praise God, is optional. And that's totally dependent on the other person. Praise God, whether or not they can recognize they wrong. Hallelujah, praise God, whether or not they can admit they wrong. Praise God. Anybody that can go to the point where everybody is saying you're wrong and you refuse to see that you're wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. All we can do is lead that person along. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And pray for them. Praise God. Whatever they got going on. Hallelujah, amen. Then eventually, praise God, it'll work out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But for right now, hallelujah, amen, I have to separate myself. Hallelujah. I have to separate myself from this person. Glory to God, from these people. Praise God, because they refuse to hear. Hallelujah. 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 If people locked up in jail right now still don't see they wrong. Hallelujah. Still don't see what they did wrong. They, even though it's on the books, they broke the law. Hallelujah. Praise God. And guess what? Hallelujah. The government says, praise God, that in society we got to separate them from us. Hallelujah. And that same premise, we have got to separate ourselves from these same people. These are the same kind of people. They just haven't moved to that level, hallelujah, of criminalization yet. Hallelujah. They ain't breaking in stores, robbing people, and killing people. Hallelujah. But they're killing feelings. They're killing emotions. Jesus said, amen. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. But I say, hallelujah, don't call your brother a fool or a rocker. Hallelujah, praise God. So you will be in danger of the fires of hell. In other words, your words can kill somebody's spirit. Hallelujah, your words can kill somebody's dream. Praise God. People are murdering people with their lips. It's a lot of people only in jail because you kept telling them you going. You kept telling them they wasn't no good. Hallelujah, praise God. A lot of people are like their parents because the parent, the custodial parent said that you just like your mama. You just like your daddy. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And it sounds crazy, but sometimes we got to separate from parents. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because everybody wasn't made to be a parent. They just happened to be a parent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 18, he says, verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall be bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whosoever shall be loosed in earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree that on earth touching anything, hallelujah, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by the Father which is in heaven. So where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Glory to God, hallelujah. So Jesus is saying, right after he's saying about, hallelujah, how do we forgive? The steps of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Amen. He's telling us that whatever we unleash down here will be unleashed. Hallelujah. Amen. In the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the things, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that we bind down here, we got to start binding some things. Bind. See, we putting up with too much. Glory to God, some things you got to cut. You got to tell people, hold on. You're not going to just keep, hallelujah, praise God, but because the way I'm fighting in the flesh, that's the way I'm fighting in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I got to bind it at the flesh point. Glory to God. Because I battle not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah, but against the principalities, the wicked and evil spirits out of this world. Hallelujah, it's wicked and evil spirits controlling these people. Glory to God, hallelujah. And if they refuse to be cast out, hallelujah, or should I say if the person refused to allow them to be cast out. See, a lot of people that ain't possessed, they working with demons. Hallelujah, a lot of people working with the enemy. This is one way you can identify. Hallelujah, praise God, because if you got the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, meekness, hallelujah, thoroughness, gentleness, love, self-control, hallelujah, all that's wrapped up in the fruit of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and if you're not exhibiting that in some way, shape, form, or fashion, glory to God, hallelujah, you need to quit lying and saying you got something that you ain't got, hallelujah. Jesus said it like this. They shall be known by their fruits, not by how much money they got, not by how many miracles they work, not by how nice they talk, not by how much influence they got, but by the things they produce. Praise God. And if you hanging around people that's producing strife, hallelujah, they producing, hallelujah, amen, division. Praise God, they producing hate. They provoking people to anger. God drew in the sinner with love, not with hate. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus drew in the sinner, not telling them how they can go to hell, but telling them about the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know when I read this Bible, hallelujah, and I listen to preachers preach, hallelujah, it's not matching up with what God did, with what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, Jesus taught on hell, but not as much as we do. Hallelujah. See, we try to scare people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know why the Lord's going here, but let's go. Hallelujah. We try to scare people into acting right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God, Jesus was, hallelujah, enticing us. Hallelujah, so to speak. Praise God with how beautiful and how marvelous and how glorious heaven is. Praise God. Don't nobody want to hear about hell every Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's hear about it. Amen. You might be on the way. See, people that's on the way to hell don't need to be told they're on the way to hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you're on the way to hell, you know that. Glory to God. If you on the way, if you living a criminal life, and you know that's going to eventually end up in the grave or in the jail cell. Hallelujah. Don't nobody have to tell you if you keep gangbanging, you're going to end up dead. If you keep gangbanging, you're going to end up in jail. Don't nobody have to tell you that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what somebody should tell you, when you talk to these gangbangers and these ex-gangsters that are now businessmen, hallelujah, amen, somebody told them about something, another lifestyle that enticed them to leave what they were doing. Hallelujah, something legitimate. Hallelujah, that can make them as much money, if not more money, that they didn't have to look over their shoulder to make sure that that the police wasn't about to come and kick down their door. Glory to God, hallelujah. And it enticed them to do better. Hallelujah. See, Jesus came and told us about the good things, hallelujah, of Christ. The good things, hallelujah, of Judaism. The good things, hallelujah, of walking upright with God. The good reward, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus did mention hell, he didn't mention hell in a direct correlation with sin. Can I tell you what he talked about? He talked about hell when he said, hallelujah, amen, you saw me hungry, you didn't feed me. You saw me thirsty, you didn't give me nothing to drink. You saw I had nowhere to go, and you gave me nowhere to stay. You saw I was in prison, and you didn't come to visit. And they said, Lord, when have we done this to you? Hallelujah, amen. And he said, praise God. Hallelujah, when you saw your brother was homeless. When you saw your brother was homeless. When you saw your brother was in prison. When you saw your brother was thirsty. When you refused to help somebody that needed help. Glory to God. He talked about Lazarus and the rich man. Glory to God. He said the rich man, hallelujah, amen, sat there and watched Lazarus at his gate dead every day and did not do anything to help him. And when he died, he went to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus said. I came, hallelujah, not, hallelujah, for the righteous, but for the sinner to answer a call of repentance, to answer a call to change their mind. Hallelujah. Change your mind on the route that you are going with your life. And to clarify, he said, I didn't come to make you religious. Hallelujah. I've come to make you alive. Hallelujah. Because, see, it only being, the only reason why you're so religious, hallelujah, is because you were so sinful. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, in order to get out your sin, you have to start being religious. Glory to God. Lord, to get out of my sin, I had to start, hallelujah, buying goats and taking them to the altar and letting the priest kill them and put them on this. And then I had to fast and I had to do the Feast of Weeks and I had to do this, that, the other thing. Glory to God. In order to wash my sin away, he said, I came, amen, to eliminate all that so you can live your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that you can live your life, not under these religious principles, hallelujah, but under these godly principles. Praise God. So you can see how much happier your marriage would be if you would stop being a whoremonger and an adulterer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can see how much happier your life would be when you would stop being a thief and a liar. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you can see, amen, how much more you would prosper and how much better, hallelujah, amen, life you would have. Praise God, if you would do things God's way. Hallelujah. 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 So we got to start, back to the text, we got to start binding some things. We got to start putting our foot down and say, look, hallelujah, I did the steps that I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. God said, whatever you do on earth, I'm going to recognize it in heaven. If you do these things, I will recognize that you have done them. Hallelujah. And I will, of course, it's out of your hands now. Hallelujah. You've given it to God. You've done everything that you were supposed to do. You've done everything that you could do. Hallelujah. You followed the steps of forgiveness. You confronted them by yourself. Hallelujah. When they didn't listen, you brought two or three people with you. When they still didn't listen, you took them before the church. Hallelujah. Now all you can do now is treat them like a heathen and a publican and not fool with them no more. Pray for them, but you ain't got to fool with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord said quit allowing people. The Bible says pray for those who spitefully use you, not to allow them to quit keep using you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it's the reason why they're using you. They just not using you to use you. Like I say, nobody wakes up set out to hurt people. Hallelujah. With a mission, a personal mission to hurt you. They may want to hurt your pocketbook and that'll in turn hurt you. Hallelujah. But they ain't, you know, focused on I'm going to hurt you today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's a reason why they're using you. So you praying for them for whatever that reason they used you was, but that don't mean to allow them to keep using you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you allow them to keep using you, they're going to do like the Psalm say. And they're going to keep on using you until they use you up. Hallelujah. So you got to bind that thing right there. Hallelujah. 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 And remember, always trust what your discernment is telling you. Hallelujah, because we're dealing with, this is a brother, this is a friend, this is somebody close, this is your homegirl, your ace, boom, boom, your ride or die, your partner in crime, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. But use the discernment when you come in contact with people you don't know. Hallelujah, people you don't associate with, because they're going to put on one outer appearance for you. But they're going to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And like I say, trust the discernment because it might be a sheep in wolf's clothing. Hallelujah. It might be a sheep of Israel that God sent to the faith. Hallelujah. And that's what your discernment is telling you. But everything they're giving off is saying wolf. Hallelujah. But your discernment is saying sheep. Glory to God. That's why you've got to be in tune with your spiritual self. Hallelujah. And trust people will tell you people will try to make you think you're crazy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's hard when you look people in the eye and you know what they've done, and they look at you like, I don't know what to do. I would never, how could you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you've been given instructions on what to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't dwell on what they did. You have got to move on with your life. Praise God. And you don't add no extra steps, the Lord says. Because, you know, we try to add steps. The preacher will try to, you know, he'll preach something about forgiveness. You'll get to thinking about it. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, wait. But I followed all the steps. I did everything I was supposed to do. Even up to, if the scripture says, if your brother have all against you, and you're going to leave your offering at the altar, hallelujah, amen, before you give it to Jesus, before you give your offering, leave it there and go make everything right. You done did all that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You done did all, everything you supposed to do. Don't allow man to put more on you than God has put on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you was in the street, you wasn't running people down trying to get them to like you and see you go away and understand what you're saying and so you can forgive them. You let them go on about their business. Glory to God. The only difference now is God saying, hallelujah, we're going to take these steps, hallelujah, to repentance, these steps of forgiveness, these steps of getting this thing right, hallelujah. And then if that don't work, now you can not associate yourself with them. Just because you work with them, you ain't got to eat lunch with them. Just because you go to school with them, you ain't got to sit next to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all ride the same transportation. Y'all ain't got to sit next to each other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about a little bit more about forgiveness here. Praise God, hallelujah. Let's drop down, amen. Verse 21, it says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, y'all know these kind of people. Hallelujah. Y'all know these kind of people right here. You know the answer to the question, so why you asking? Hallelujah. You must be trying to find a way to get out of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We always looking for a loophole to get out of the law. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we get out of these cases. We catch them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We find these loopholes. Glory to God. God say ain't no loophole. Glory to God and his law. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus said unto him, I say unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Since you want to be smart about it. Glory to God. Since you keep in count on how much you forgive somebody. Hallelujah. You keep in count on how many times you go through this forgiveness process. You keep in count on how many times you got to confront people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus gives an example. Watch this. Verse 23. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, here we go. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like, y'all. Praise God. How you going to get in? How you going to get out? Praise God. This one way right here is likened unto a certain king who would take account of his servants. And when he had begun hallelujah, when he was balancing the book, when he was getting the payroll together, and he was trying to see how much you done got out and hallelujah, how much you done put in. Glory to God. And when he settled it, it said this one servant owed. He was delinquent. He was in the red. Some 10,000 talents. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But for those of you who don't understand a talent, just say dollar. $1,000. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's what the king was owed from his servant. And look what the it said, hallelujah, and when he, but for as much he had not to pay, he didn't have it. Praise God, he couldn't reconcile what he owed. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So his Lord commanded him to be sold, now, and his wife, and his children, and all he had to pay and payment to be made. Glory to God. He said, one way or another, you're going to pay for this. Hallelujah. And this is an example of the way we go through life, trying to make people pay for their mistakes. Hallelujah. If there's no way a person can pay for a mistake that they've already made. Glory to God, if I cheated on you, I've already done it. Glory to God, if I've lied to you, I've already done it. It's past tense. There's no way I can make right a wrong that I've already committed in the past. That lie already hurt your feelings. Hallelujah, I've already did that to you. There's no way I can pay it back. See, a lot, we got this thing now, we need to make right what we've wronged. There's no way to make right what you've wronged. We can say we did. Glory to God, but in reality, we have not. Because that wrong that you did is still wrong. Glory to God, and it was still done. You didn't get in a time machine, go back and tell yourself not to do what you did. Glory to God, so what you did was done, and there's no way to rectify what you did. These people are sitting in jail trying to pay for crimes that they cannot pay for. It's already done. You can't bring people back to life. You can't take a bullet out of somebody. Hallelujah. You can't take, I can't pay back the money I stole because I already spent it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what do? We will try our best to take everything we can from you to repay what you owe us. Hallelujah. I'm going to make you feel the way I feel. That's our mentality in the world. That's a lot of our mentality in the church. A lot of saved, Holy Ghost-filled people preaching nonetheless. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have this mentality. I'm going to get you back. You're going to pay for what you've done to me. Hallelujah. And people that are really vengeful will make you pay with your life. Not that they'll take your life, but they will make your life a living hell. And this is what the king was doing in verse 25. Hallelujah. For what you've done, I'm going to make your life a living hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But in verse 26, it says, the servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Glory to God. What verses say, have mercy on me? Hallelujah. Verse 27 says, then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Now this is God. Jesus using, hallelujah, a metaphor, a story. But in this story, he's using him. He's using the Father. He's using God. And he's using us. We have made mistakes that we cannot pay for. We cannot take back none of the sins, hallelujah, that we have committed. And by every right, by the law of Moses, and Jesus said he is the law of Moses, we should pay with our lives and everything that we possess for the sins that we have committed. But because we said, have mercy, or have patience, or we worship him and said, Lord, I'm sorry, because we had repentance in our heart. Hallelujah. I don't know how I can pay you back, Lord. Praise God. But if you have patience with me, I'll try. Now the Lord knows there's no way we can pay him back for the things that we've done. But I've heard something said over the decades that I've been living. And I've heard it said over and over again, it's the thought that counts. Hallelujah. God knows, hallelujah, that we cannot pay him back for any sin that we have committed against him. But the fact that this man is saying, I'm going to try. Hallelujah. The fact that he has remorse in his heart for the things that he's done. Somebody say, well, he don't want to, you know, get in trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But whatever his motive may be, he asked the Lord for patience. He asked the Lord for mercy. Hallelujah. And because he asked the Lord for mercy, the Lord showed him just that. He had compassion on him. See, that's our problem. When people really do come to us with forgiveness, we don't show no compassion. Hallelujah. Instead, we start flexing on them hard. You should have never did what you did. You know what you did. Da, 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 da. Instead of accepting the apology that person has offered. No matter how much you run your mouth and complain about what they did, no matter how much they say they're sorry for what they did, ain't nothing going to change what's already happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So the Lord, hallelujah, showed compassion on us, and he loosed us from our chains of bondage that we were in. And he forgave us for everything that we did. Hallelujah. But verse 28, and we're getting ready to close. Verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants. He went out and found somebody on his level. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Which owed him 100 pence. Glory to God. So you just got to owing the master a $10,000. Now you come across your homeboy that owe you $100. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it said, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. Glory to God, hallelujah. So this man who was just forgiven of a debt. See, God said that's the example of what we do to people. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we get forgiven, we go and find somebody that does something to us. They ain't just do it, man. Hallelujah. This ain't something that they just did in real time. Hallelujah. This ain't something that happened this week, last week, week before last. Hallelujah. This something old. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he had to go and find somebody that already owed him. See, if somebody already done sinned against you. And God has said, I forgive you for it. He said, now when you go out there, hallelujah, amen, don't look for people that done you wrong just so you can tear them down. Hallelujah. That's what this man was doing. Hallelujah. He was going to find somebody that owed him just so he could tear them down. Glory to God. And the Bible says, his fellow servant, hallelujah, fell at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I'll pay thee. The same thing that he just said. Hallelujah. Now is being said to him. Glory to God. The same way you didn't have to ask God for forgiveness. Praise God. Somebody's going to have to ask you for forgiveness. In the same way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is watching to see if you are going to forgive, hallelujah, the way he forgave you. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 30, and he would not, but he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Glory to God. You know that prison you lock people into when you're mad at them? Hallelujah. Till they can pay the debt. They're going to be there forever. It's a life sentence. Glory to God, because I can't pay you back for what I did to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't pay you back for stabbing you in the back. I can't pay you back for lying on you. I can't pay you back for cheating on you. I can't pay these things back. Hallelujah. So go on forgiveness. You got to lock me in a prison of unforgiveness for life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. After God just forgave you. Every time, hallelujah, amen, you cheated on him. Every time you lied on him. Every time you stab God in the back, he done forgave you, but now you don't want to forgive nobody else. Glory to God. Not only do you not forgive, you go full-fledged with your vengeance. No mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this. Hallelujah. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. Don't you know angels are watching you? Glory to God, hallelujah. How do you think our God is omnipotent? How do you think our God sees everything? Glory to God, hallelujah. And you think you're going to get away, hallelujah, with your unforgiveness when God is forgiving you and God is watching you in your unforgiveness, and you think you're going to get away. Hallelujah. Praise God. You think you get to be forgiven, and you still get to have an attitude with me. Glory to God for something I did to you. Even though you've been forgiven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 32. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, oh, you wicked servant. I forgave thee all your debt because you desired me to. Lord have mercy. I want to understand what God just said. Hallelujah. He said, I forgave you because you wanted me to. Not because I wanted to. Because you wanted me to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you wanted me, because you desired me to forgive your debt, I did. Because I wanted my debt paid, if you were called. I'm about to take everything from you to get what I want. But I went against what I want. Because you desired mercy, and I gave it to you. We serve a God. Hallelujah. Praise God that if we desire mercy, he'll give it to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Despite, praise God, him wanting the debt to be paid. Has anybody ever noticed that? He wanted the debt paid. Glory to God, but because he said, have patience, have mercy, he gave it to him. Well, just forget the whole thing. My God, we serve a God that will say, we'll forget the whole thing. We're going to start all over. Praise God. Brand new beginning. Praise God. It's going to be fresh. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you don't do the same, he says, hallelujah, amen, verse 33, shouldest not thou also have had compassion
as our fellow servants. Even as I had pity on thee, he said, shouldn't you have done the same thing to the other man that I did to you? Glory to God. See, that's the thing we got to understand. We got to pass on the blessing. The Bible says this, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will have room enough to receive. That blessing is not only monetary, it is spiritual, it is forgiveness. Hallelujah. It is mercy. It is grace. All that is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But God say, amen, pass it on. Jesus said it like this in one text. Freely you have been given. Freely you need to give. These things need to be passed on. Quit holding stuff to yourself. Glory to God. You're not in the world no more where you got to hold everything. No. This is the word of God. The word of God needs to be spread. Forgiveness needs to be spread. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 34, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors. Tormentors. Oh, Lord, how much. Hallelujah. So he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. If ye from your heart forgive not every one his brother their trespass. Glory to God. In other words, the forgiveness that you think you got now, you might not have. Glory to God. Your salvation might be on the line. Hallelujah. Because God said the forgiveness that I gave you, I will take it back if you don't forgive. It's got to keep going. This is one of them pass it on. And you got to keep passing it on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And forgiveness is what we mainly focus on tonight, is what you got to pass on, because that's what you've been given the most of. You can talk about how God ain't gave you the money you want. God ain't gave you the monetary blessing, the cars you want. Hallelujah. What about all that forgiveness you done got? Hallelujah, because you've been messing up. Glory to God. You've been messing up for a long time. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't count the times you done messed up. Hallelujah. That's why some of y'all fall out so hard on the altar. Hallelujah. Because you know how much grace and how much mercy God has gave you. Hallelujah. You're like the woman that washed God's feet with her hair. Jesus' feet with her hair. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he showed up mercy. Hallelujah. And he told the Pharisees, hallelujah, you don't feel like you didn't sin as much as she has. But she know all the things that she done did. Hallelujah. She knows she don't deserve the mercy that she done got. Hallelujah. That's why some of y'all shout so hard, because you can't even count. Some of y'all been so drunk and so, hallelujah, discombobulated, you don't even know the sins you done committed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So how dare you not pass on the blessing of forgiveness? How dare you not pass on the blessing of mercy? How dare you not pass on, hallelujah, the blessing of grace? Hallelujah. 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 So as we close tonight, praise God, hallelujah, that we got to follow the steps of forgiveness, praise God, and we have to know that there are consequences when we do not forgive those. Praise God, when we do not follow the steps of forgiveness, there are consequences in our life. Praise God, not in this life, but the life to come. And I would hate to die and go to hell because I'm mad at you because of something you did to me. And you die and go to heaven, and you the one did it to me.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, saints, that it can happen. Glory to God, it can happen. According to this word, and it's in red. That means Jesus said, hallelujah. For y'all red letter Christians, it's in red. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we don't forgive, praise God, hallelujah, we might not make it in the kingdom of heaven. We won't. Hallelujah. Holding on to unforgiveness. Hallelujah. It's self-condemnation. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So as we, hallelujah, wrap up tonight, hallelujah, let's forgive. Hallelujah, so that we can be forgiven. Praise God, and let's pass on that forgiveness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God, hallelujah, for his word on tonight. Hallelujah. We came from Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 35. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, hallelujah, and the doing of the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you all tonight for your word. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's called in and tuned in, hallelujah, to your word on tonight. May it be a blessing, hallelujah, to each and every one of us on tonight. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify you. And Lord, we magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that our hearts not be hardened, that we are open to forgive. And we are hoping, Lord, to give it over to you. Hallelujah, that we follow the steps. Hallelujah, to forgiveness, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. And we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. We truly thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We will be back on tomorrow night, hallelujah, with the dynamic word from the Lord as always. Praise God. So we invite y'all to call in and tune in on tomorrow night, same time, hallelujah, at 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock, hallelujah, Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. On the East Coast, hallelujah, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. We'll be live and in full effect one more again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we will see you on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. If you choose to tune in with us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. We thank you for your holy word that went forth tonight. We thank you for everybody that heard the word. Lord, and Lord, we ask that this word resonate in our hearts, minds, bodies, and our souls, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, that before we leave this line, Lord, that we love you, that we appreciate you, that we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, there is none above you. Hallelujah, there never will be. Hallelujah, we just glorify your name. Hallelujah, and as we leave the line, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all, hallelujah, with one of my rough jazz. Amen. I ain't doing that. Y'all have a
All right. Everybody settle down.
The
presence in the building. Now, look,
okay.
I called this meeting because of what we talked about. You know, in the last meeting, y'all was saying I need to settle down, get a regular job, live a regular life, quit living life on the edge.
Right,
you know,
right.
Get that white picket fence and everything.
I'm the one saying that.
Hey, look, I thought about it.
Oh, you thought about it?
And, nah, bruh, I ain't
doing that. Sorry kids, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry kids, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. I stick by all these tracks, boy, and that's a fact. Rewind and bring them all back, none of my rhymes are rad. I rock a ball head,
say what?
So I can't be faded.
Okay,
you gon' wake up in the morning and find out I made it. I can't give up now, I'm so close that I can almost taste it. These rappers hating, these preachers hating, man, they acting shaded. But gon' let them talk,
uh-huh.
I ain't gon' even trip. I'ma take them out to lunch, I'ma pay the bill, then I'ma drop a tip. I used to drive my own car
when we take trips.
Now we take the G6.
When we land, we rent, uh-huh.
The Escalade or the Tesla, I'm on autopilot. I set my GPS to chill,
I don't do the driving.
We came up like overnight, it's the appointed time. Ears ain't hear and eyes ain't see,
God just blew my mind.
See, I've been on my grind, seeking you shall find. It's time to shine, be on time or be left behind. You seeking signs, signs seeking me. You see, you look for money, but money look for me. Oh yeah, we came from scratch, no contract, we ain't going back. I mean, I thought about it, but I ain't doing that. Sorry kids, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys just gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that.
I ain't doing that.
Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. I ain't doing it.
No, I ain't doing it, no.
No, I ain't doing that.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won, you know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'ma tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chillin', lose.
I'm chillin', I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winnin'.
We winnin'.
Y'all actin' like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
Y'all really need to quit pretendin'.
They actin'.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winnin'. Shinin' on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we winning. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again, rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen.
trip. And I ain't trying to flaunt See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip. Yeah, you call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about this great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, we run this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life's a race, so win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis lose. Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I don't know about
Alexis told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend, your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour mouth this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers don't have it for the low. God with me.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats, and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know that I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual,
nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Listen. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
I'm just ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.